Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us is Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Food safety, it's something you kind of want to stick to year-round, but we've got a whole month devoted to that.
Yes, the month of September is designated as Food Safety Education Month, which really is a time to help promote safe food handling practices, but also provide us some good reminders and education for consumers about some ways to prevent foodborne illness. So yes, a whole month dedicated to food safety. So we do a variety of food safety practices. A main one that we often hear about is hand washing when we prepare and cook foods. But another practice that's important is to remember to use a food thermometer to check temperatures of foods to make sure that they get to a safe temperature so that they're safe for consumption. We can also use food thermometers to ensure quality of food as well to help prevent an overcooking, for example. I know that it can be easy, and sometimes individuals like to rely on the color of meats or juices or textures of foods to determine if they're done or not. But this practice isn't reliable, and it's not a good indicator of whether or not a food has been cooked to a safe temperature. Really, the only sure way that we know if food has been cooked properly is to use a food thermometer. And when we use a food thermometer, you're actually taking the guesswork out of deciding whether or not food is done or not. We really should check your food thermometers regularly to make sure that they're giving you an accurate reading and can calibrate them as if necessary. And I think Food Safety Education Month is a good time, a good reminder to do that. Calibrate your food thermometers from time to time because sometimes they get banged around or dropped in a drawer or things like that. So it's a good time to do that. So if you're calibrating the thermometer, one method that you can use is the ice water method. That includes filling up a glass with some crushed ice and then adding water to the top of the ice in that glass. And then you can immerse the stem of your thermometer in that ice water for at least 2 inches. And be careful not to let the stem touch the sides or the bottom of the glass. And for those dial thermometers, you're going to wait about 30 seconds until that dial steadies. And that temperature on the thermometer should read at 32 degrees Fahrenheit. And if not, you want to keep that stem of the thermometer in that water, and then you can use a wrench to turn the adjustment nut underneath the dial head so that the pointer then reads at 32 degrees. If you have a digital thermometer and that reading is not at 32 degrees, you'll want to replace that thermometer unless it comes with instructions on how to adjust it. And again, when using a food thermometer, you're going to want to make sure that you're checking the temperatures of foods near the end of the cooking time. And that thermometer should be placed in the thickest part of the food. And you want to check temperatures in several different places to make sure the food is evenly heated. If the cut of meat is not deep enough to properly insert a thermometer, like a hamburger, you can definitely insert that thermometer at a side angle to get a good reading as well. If you do have some additional food safety questions or need to know certain proper cooking times for different foods, whether that's meats or baked goods, you're always welcome to contact myself in our Garnett office at 785-448-6826. And we also have information posted on our website as well, and that is frontierdistrict.ksu.edu.
That is very cool. I guess I didn't realize that you could actually calibrate the meat thermometers and things like that.
Yes, if you've got one of those dial ones, you can definitely do that.
I'm going to have to remember that. Now, another thing to consider, and this is a conversation I had with a friend about a pizza we'd had, is there a way to calibrate your stove or oven if maybe the temperature is off there? How do you check that, and what do you do about it to make sure you're actually cooking things?
That's another good point. There are appliance thermometers that you can stick in your refrigerator and in your oven as well to make sure that your oven temperature is reading properly. And I'm not exactly sure about calibrating those, but at least, check your owner's manual, but at least you know exactly what your temperature is in your oven when you're cooking. With the refrigerator, those can be definitely handy. The power outages, so you know exactly what the temperature has been in that refrigerator and for how long when the power goes out. So that's definitely something to think about.
And that's an excellent point, too, because we just dealt with a nearly week-long power failure in Ottawa, and I imagine there was a lot of food waste going on because it wasn't cold anymore.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you for those hints. Those are some good ideas. And give the number one more time if anybody's got questions.
785-448-6826.
There we go. Thank you very much, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meritazine Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.